Tensions remain high in the Caribbean after the US seized a tanker carrying Venezuelan oil last week and issued fresh sanctions on the country. It's a further escalation of the Trump administration's months-long pressure campaign on President Nicolas Maduro, with thousands of troops moved to the area and strikes on suspected drug boats. Meanwhile, details have emerged of Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado's daring escape from the country, a covert journey to Oslo, where she received the Nobel Peace Prize last week. Renata Segura is Program Director for Latin America at the International Crisis Group. Welcome to Radio National.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Nicolas Maduro claims that Donald Trump's escalating campaign against him is primarily motivated by a desire to get Venezuela's oil. The Trump administration says that it's acting because the Maduro government is funneling narcotics into the US. What's really going on here? What is this conflict really about?
I mean, we have no reason to doubt that the Trump administration is invested in reducing the drugs that are coming into the U.S. However, the actions that they have taken and, charging the boats in the Caribbean as well as some in the Pacific don't really add up to something that could meaningfully reduce the amount of drugs reaching the U.S. coasts. The cocaine that goes through Venezuela, which is mostly produced in Colombia and Peru, is actually going towards Europe. It wouldn't make any sense to do that route for the drug traffickers. And really, the drug epidemic in the U.S. has been fueled by fentanyl, which is a drug that is mostly produced in Mexico. So even though I am sure that President Trump really would like to see less drugs reaching the U.S., these particular actions don't really add up to that. On the other hand, we know that Secretary of State Marco Rubio has been invested for many, many years on overthrowing Maduro or pushing him out of power. So it really squares up that is the intention on the massive mobilization of armed forces into the Caribbean.
Do you think that the U.S. could succeed in unseating Maduro?
I mean, what they have been trying to do right now is just to apply enough pressure to produce a change that comes organically from within the country. I think they were hoping to have the military split and maybe have a coup occur or an uprising of the people. And that doesn't seem to be working at all. I mean, Trump has said that the CIA is conducting covert operations. So, they could try to do an attempt on Maduro's life, which obviously would change things radically, or they could have some bombing in land, as they have said multiple times they're willing to do. Obviously, you could see something of that sort really triggering a change, but unless they go to that length, it seems for now that the regime is pretty solid and the actions, as far as they have taken them so far, have been insufficient and will continue to be insufficient.
Renata, there's been another significant development in Venezuelan politics last week. We heard on Thursday from the country's opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, from Oslo, where she appeared to accept her Nobel Peace Prize. It's her first public appearance since the start of the year. Can you remind our listeners who she is and why she's been in hiding?
Yeah, so Maria Corina Machado has been one of the most active leaders in the opposition for many years. And she would have been the person on the ticket during the elections of July of last year had the government not prohibited her participation in the elections. So while somebody else, Edmundo González, was the candidate that was actually on the ballot, everybody knew that really the head of the opposition at this moment is Maria Corina. Right after the elections were stolen by Maduro, there was a quite deep attempt to silence the opposition. The opposition had done a very meticulous job of keeping all the records of voting and were able to show receipts of why this had been a fraudulent election and why the results that the Maduro administration were saying took place were not true. And so she had to go in hiding afterwards because they were very worried that she would be detained by the government in the same way that thousands of other people in the opposition have been detained since. And as you say, she had to escape Venezuela through a very complicated route, going by boat to Curaçao and from there via Maine in the U.S. with the support of the Trump administration. I mean, there is a speculation that the government of Maduro probably were okay with her leaving and could have stopped her, but that the political storm of detaining her at this point was more than what the Maduro administration were willing to do.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. We'll keep an eye on it, but thank you very much for taking us through these latest updates. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.